to answer your questions. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Bulkin for his questions on the constitutional and legal framework on the Macau SAR. I'd like first to elaborate on human rights training and awareness raising in law enforcement. In order to protect human rights and to implement the covenant, we pay high attention to the awareness raising and training on judges and law enforcement personnel. The training programs and relevant activities were reflected in our reply. We have organized 16 lectures and workshops with 526 participants, with judges and lawyers training. 12 workshops were organized with 488 participants. Mr. Bulkin also raised the question on invoking the covenant before the court. I'd like to add that in accordance to our basic law, the ICCPR and the ILO covenants are implemented through Macau's laws. That is, the specific rights contained in these covenants, apart from those subject to reservation, they are implemented through our local laws. If the citizens find their rights violated, they will see that their rights were violated in accordance with our local law. So the majority of rights for these citizens can invoke local laws for redress. And the SAR government's invokement of the covenant on this, we have provided examples. Several years ago, we have updated the relevant information that we'd like to provide in written form later to the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Xiang Xin from Advisor Office of the Secretary.